Hello, this is Graham Freer, and I'm talking to Nigel Perman, who is the manager of the Tesco store in Grange Road, Gosport. It's about 2 years old, isn't it, Nigel, this shop?
We're just coming into our second year. So it was in May 2014 we opened.
Yes, it was nothing before, was it? There was nothing here.
No, so the store opened as part of the Rannan Regeneration Programme. Where we took down all the old, used to be called the concrete jungle, got the new development, so we've got lots more new houses being built, and part of that regeneration programme was to build a new superstore in the area.
I see. Now, you yourself, you're the manager here, and the reason that we're talking is that, not last weekend, but the weekend before, you very kindly allowed Radio Hasler into the foyer area to raise funds, which is a much-needed activity, as far as we're concerned. But do you get that sort of thing often? Do you often get groups like us using your space and your footfall to raise money?
So what Tesco's has always been trying to do quite recently is being more of the local community, being an active part of the local community. So quite often, probably once a month, we do have people do collections or doing some sort of charity event outside the front of the store. And we also do collect for a national charity every year, which we actively try to promote within the store as well. It's great to have extra charities come in. So when Radio Hasler came in and didn't have all their own music playing, the feedback from staff and the customers was great. It's something totally different from all the other people who've been in collecting and haven't done that before.
Oh, really? So it was a very welcome distraction almost.
It certainly was, yeah. So the music they were playing was all very easy listening music, as I would describe. And the customers just found it fantastic. The feedback I had from a couple of individual customers actually stopped me, said it was great atmosphere, is the right thing to do. And something which I think going forward we need to see if we can do something more together as well.
Excellent. Well, that'll be very good news for our committee. So the store's been here 2 years. You've been with Tesco rather longer than that, I think.
Yeah, so I've been with Tesco's now for around about 25 years. Started off on the shop floor, working in stock control, worked my way up through the ranks. And then for the last 8 years, I've been travelling an hour a day, going to various different sites, so from Basingstoke, Andover, Littlehampton. And now I've come over to Gosport, which is obviously on my doorstep where I used to live.
And it's where you grew up, isn't it?
Yeah, so I grew up in Alverstoke, then moved up to Bridgemary, went to Bay House School, and did all my childhood all around this area. So I used to ride my bike around it, what they used to call the concrete jungle as well, so I know the area really well.
So it's pretty handy, this shop opening exactly where you grew up, and this must feel like coming home almost.
That's right. So when the store, when he had the opportunity for the stores to open, it was going to open in Gosport. Obviously straight away I thought, oh, that sounds quite interesting. Because I knew the area, I knew what the customers would want for the area for the store. And it's made a great success of the store. So we've managed to get the right range and what the customers want in the store rather than something which wouldn't really sell. So it made a success for the store as well.
That's interesting what you say. Do customers really change that much from area to area?
They do. So if you had a very affluent area, you would have a lot more counters, and then you'd get the sales from the counters. In a lower area, you'd want more value range and less counters, because counters can be expensive. Although customers always say they always want counters, they actually very rarely shop from the counters because they are that more expensive.
There's a science to it, isn't there?
Yes, there is always getting the right mix for the area you moved into. So in this store alone, we bought a lot of value range in for the customers in the local area. But since we've opened, though, because we're now getting a lot more people coming from Alverstoke, from Leonstone, from Stubbington area, we've changed in the range. So we can suit some of their demands as well.
Doesn't science go a bit further still with the smells in the background and that kind of thing, or is that science fiction stuff?
It does. It's the same as if you're selling your house. you know, you'd want the nice bread smells or nice coffee smells. So in the shops, what we try and do, if we've got the in-store bakeries, make sure we've got nice fresh products coming out, and you get the nice smell of those going through the store.
Nothing quite like it.
That's right. Yeah. It is lovely products.
So, as far as Tesco is concerned, this is a career for you. I mean, 25 years you've been with the company. And you're going on from here, obviously. Do you want bigger and better?
I suppose if you asked me a few years ago, then yes, I would want bigger and better and go on to more things. But more recently, I'm more trying to get a right work-life balance. So enjoy myself outside of work as much as I do in work, rather than just all being work.
Sounds to me like you're a pretty happy man, Nigel Bowman.
Yeah, it's going all the right way. It's going all the right way, mate. Because obviously my outside of work interests do play a big part for me as well.
And what are they? What do you like doing outside work?
I'm a member of what they call the Silent Dog Display Team, where we go around raising money for charities. So I do that during the summer months. And that's my biggest goal, is my dogs.
Really? Do you show them?
My wife shows the dogs. So she goes to some of the champ shows and some of the crufts. I do the agility with the dogs. I'm the one who goes out and has probably the most fun.
Sounds about right.
That's right, yes.
Nigel Palmer, thank you very much indeed for letting Hatler into your store. We raised quite a bit of money, I'm glad to say. And I look forward to the next time.
Brilliant, thank you very much indeed.